ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Jonesboro 12-8. I tell you what, Jesse Washington's only one of two players that have scored for Jonesboro, but he hasn't lit it up near as well as quickly as he did the first time these two teams met back over in Northeast Arkansas. It will be Sorrell inbounding at the ball from the far sideline, gets into Gilbert. We're underway once again. Jonesboro in a man-to-man. Now Gilbert throws up top to Tabor. Over to Sorrell on the right side. Sorrell looking for Jones. He couldn't get to him, and Jonesboro comes up with the steal. Oops, that is Mount Holmes' sixth turnover of the night. Here back comes Keelan McBride. He's going to put up the jumper. No good. And Tabor gets the rebound. He'll throw it out to Jones, who brings it into the front court. We are 30 seconds into the second quarter. Mount Holmes with the ball, leading by four. Sorrell has it on the right side. Gives it up top to Tabor. Back to Sorrell on the right. Sorrell drills up near the top, gives it to Jones. Over to Crawford on the left wing. Now Crawford gives it to Gilbert near the top. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Tabor. Over to Jones. Jones immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Dawson Tabor gets offense rebound, and he has his pass knocked away and stolen by Jonesboro. That's Mount Holmes' seventh turnover of the night. Less than 7 minutes left. Here's Washington back the other way. He puts up the jumper, misses everything, saves it in. Right to the hands of his teammate Anderson, and he puts it up and in. Shamar Anderson with his first 2 points, and that cuts the Mount Holmes lead down to two with 6:44 left in the first half. 12-10 our score. Gilbert will bring the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Jones on the left wing. Jones takes the screen, gives it back to Gilbert. Now up top to Tabor. Tabor gives it to Crawford on the right side. Crawford takes the screen from Tabor. Now picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Tabor just outside the lane. Gives it to Sorrell, cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Adam Sorrell with his first 2 points of the night. 14-10, Mount Holmes lead. Back quickly comes Jonesboro, going into the lane was Bradley Richardson for the layup. Good. And boy, Josh Fulcher did not like that. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 6:06 left to play in the first half. It is Mount Holmes leading Jonesboro 14-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it Me Banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mount Holmes takes the timeout after Bradley Richardson gets the layup to cut the margin back to two. It is Mount Holmes leading at Jonesboro 14-12 with 6:06 left in the first half. Gilmore walks the ball into the front court, throws over to Crawford on the left wing. Crawford dribbles towards the paint, now picks up his dribble, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper, good. Mike Gilbert with 6 points, back to a four-point lead, and back comes Jonesboro quickly. Here's Washington just outside the lane. Now kicks it to Harrell. Up top now goes to Pointer. Over to Richardson on the right side. Now up top to McBride. McBride takes the screen, dribbles to the right side. He's going to go for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Matt Jones. It was knocked around for a moment, but Jones finally does control it. He'll give it to Gilbert, who will bring it in to the front court. 5:18 left to play in the first half. Mount Holmes with the ball, leading by four. Ball goes into the front court to Crawford. Crawford has it on the right side. Takes the screen from Tabor. Now picks up his drill. Tries to give it to Gilbert. Pass was wide of him. And Washington comes up with the steal. He's back the other way for the layup. His basket will not go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 5 minutes left to play in this first half. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Bombers here in the first half. So Jesse Washington is going to shoot the first free throws of the night. That was, by the way, Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Washington's first free throw will not go. Adam Sorrell is going to check back into the game for the Bombers, replacing Dawson Tabor. And for Jonesboro, Ryan Rouse is going to check back in as he'll replace Kevon Pointer. And so one more free throw for Jesse Washington. Second shot is up. He gets one of two. He now has 5 points. And Washington's going to come out of the game. He'll be replaced by Marion Wilson. There's 5 minutes left to play in this first half. Mountain Home leading 16-13. Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Jones going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks up top to Crawford. Over to Harris on the left. Harris going to drill down to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball still loose. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Sorrell. And it will be Mount Jonesboro's basketball with 4:40 left in the first half. Jesse Washington's going to check back into the game for the Hurricane as he'll replace Keelan McBride. Wilson walks the ball across the timeline for the Hurricane. Again, a 3-point Mountain Home advantage. Wilson throws over to Richardson on the right wing. Up top to Washington. Washington is going to drill towards the left elbow. Loses his footing and is able to get to Rouse to avoid a turnover. Now Rouse will be fouled on his way towards the lane. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Jonesboro will inbound it on the baseline with 4:19 left in the first half as they trail by three. Wilson inbounds it to Harrell. Back to Wilson in the left corner. Wilson's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Richardson on the left wing. Now Richardson will dribble a little closer to the top. Goes over to the left side. His pass to Wilson was knocked away by Gilbert. It's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline. Good defense by Wyatt Gilbert. Jonesboro will keep possession with 4:02 left in the first half. Richardson will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets in to Harrell. Now Wilson has it to set up the offense. Now it's home in a man-to-man. Wilson dribbles, takes the screen, goes towards the lane. Now kicks out to Harrell. Harrell's going to drill toward the free throw line. Throws over on the right corner to Washington. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 3:38 left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 16-13. Gilbert into the front court. Tries to throw it over to Jones on the right side. It's knocked away by Harrell. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it once again with 3:28 left. Keelan McBride is going to check back in for the Golden Hurricane as he'll replace Bradley Richardson. Harris will inbound it for Mount Home. Gets into Crawford. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it to Jones on the right wing. Up near the top to Harris. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert drills near the corner. Now goes back toward the wing. Now it's going down towards the lane. And he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Gilbert called for their charge with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. That is his first personal foul. Fourth team foul against the Bombers and their ninth turnover of the night. 3:10 left in this first half. Jonesboro with the ball back. Mountain Home up 16-13. Wilson will bring the ball across the timeline for Jonesboro. Gives it to Washington. Now over to McBride on the left side. McBride's going to drill down towards the corner. He has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Wyatt Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. Shot will not go. Rebound tipped to control by Sorrell. He'll throw it out to Jones up at the top. Jones is going to almost lose a handle of it, but gets it back. Throws over to Sorrell on the right side. That was Jonesboro's fourth turnover of the night, by the way. Here is Crawford with it on the right wing. His cross-court pass knocked away, but Gilbert's able to control it. Now throws it out to Harris. His three-pointer will not go. And a foul's going to be called on the three-point attempt, or is it after the shot? No, they're going to call it after the shot. Jake Harrell picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against Jonesboro. So Mount Holmes going to inbound it on the near sideline with 2:34 left as they lead by three. Gilbert takes inbound pass. Now Gilbert will dribble a little closer to the half-court line. It goes back to the wing. Takes the screen from Jones. Now it's being double teamed. Now gives it to Jones. Jones going to drill down into the lane. Going in for the layup. Oh, they're going to wipe it off and call him for the offensive foul. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Mountain Home. And their 10th turnover of the night. 2:17 left to play in this first half as Jonesboro gets the ball back, trailing 16-13. Jones will take a seat with his second foul as he'll be replaced by Dawson Tabor. 2:17 left in this first half once again as here comes McBride into the front court for the Hurricane. He'll give it to Wilson. Now ball goes up top to Washington. Over to Rouse. Rouse has it between the circles. Throws over to McBride on the right side. McBride will give it to Wilson just outside the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Amarian Wilson with his first 2 points of the night, and that cuts Mount Holmes' lead to a point. 1:50 left to end this first half. 16-15 our score. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. Now takes a screen from Tabor. Dribbles up to the top. Now ball now goes back to the right wing. Now back near the half-court line. Less than a minute and a half left. Now Gilbert's about to be double-teamed. He throws it to Crawford. Crawford is going to be double-teamed. Now gives it to Tabor. Tabor finds Sorrell. Sorrell just outside the paint. Now kicks out to Crawford. Crawford's going to dribble with 1:13 left. Crawford has on the left wing. Takes a screen from Tabor. Picks up his dribble. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Tabor just outside the lane. Tries to throw it into Harris. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Washington. That is Mount Holmes' 11th turnover of the night. And back comes Jonesboro with less than a minute left of the half. Here's Wilson with it. He's going down into the lane. Finds Harrell. And they're going to wave that basket off as Wilson's called for the offensive foul. Marion Wilson with his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Jonesboro. And their fifth turnover of the night. 54.8 seconds left to play in the first half as Bradley Richardson's going to check in for Jonesboro. Marion Wilson will take a seat with his second foul. Gilbert with the ball. 52 seconds left of the half. Bombers lead by a point. Gilbert across the timeline. Trying to get some distance between him and his defender. He finally does. Now he's going to drill down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points. 18-15. Back to a three-point lead for Mountain Home. 30 seconds left in the half. Here is Richardson just inside the half-court line. And they were told by head coach Wes Swift to hold for the last shot of the period. McBride with it now just inside the timeline. 10 seconds left. Now he'll give it to Washington. Washington drills to the right side, gives it there to Richardson. Richardson's going to be fouled. Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul. That is the last foul Mountain Home has to give. Liam Russell's going to come into the game with 5.2 seconds left for Mountain Home, replacing Abe Crawford. Liam Russell, a 6'6 senior. Ryan Russell inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Richardson. Richardson's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Harrell. Harrell's going to try for the three to tie it. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Mountain Home will take a three-point advantage into the locker room. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 18-15. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.